All right. Welcome back to Technology for Business Sake. And my next guest, Michael Westgate, is the Senior Marketing Manager, Social Media Lead for Microsoft. And he joins us from, I believe he's from Austin, Texas today. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Brent. It's really a pleasure to be part of the show.
Hey, tell us a little bit about you before we jump into the conversation of marketing and social media and some other things we're going to cover.
Sure, no problem. Well, you obviously shared my title. I am part of the small and mid-sized business organization, and I manage our customer acquisition efforts, which includes social media and digital media. So looking for better ways to engage our customers, leverage contemporary media and like the social media space, and try to better understand their needs and how we can deliver services and products that meet those.
You focus around this whole area of behavioral marketing. Could you tell us a little bit about what behavioral marketing is, and then maybe talk a little bit about how these newer areas of social and mobile has impacted that area of behavioral marketing?
Yeah, sure thing. I don't think behavioral marketing necessarily is a new term to the profession of marketing or in terms of campaigns and activities, but maybe a more relevant term for the social media space would be participatory marketing. And how do we not only engage audiences, but allow them to share out news and reviews and attitudes and ideas about products and services that they experience with their networks as well? And how do we get them engaged in not only conversations with us, but activities that might be of value add or interest to them? So that's kind of what I'm referring to with regards to behavioral. Traditionally, in the IT space, it was a heavy B2B motion in terms of marketing, but with the consumerization of IT kind of creeping into all levels of all organizations, not just enterprise, but small businesses as well, that's really forcing decision-making power into hands of every employee. And they have the power of voice and the power of interest in what they're using on a day-to-day basis, whether it be productivity tools or the devices that they carry around. So we as marketers have to better understand that, and when and how do they want to receive information about our products? When and how do they want to engage with us? And we actually have that opportunity to have a one-on-one dialogue to really understand how best we can meet those needs for them.
How difficult is it today as a marketer to really stay engaged with customers for the long haul with all the content that's coming at them, all the different channels that are coming at them?
It's difficult if you look at kind of the span of opportunity that you have, so many different ways to engage and interact, but I think that's opportunity as well. Because it's a much richer ongoing dialogue. Whereas before, decades past, you'd probably rely more on traditional media, less digital, but more print, TV, radio, and so forth. Whereas you hope someone catches your message and you hope to encourage dialogue within the community you're targeting, but you don't really have a way to listen and engage and respond. So I think social media is just a huge opportunity. If you pick the correct channels where your audience is engaging with each other, then you can participate in that dialogue, you can better understand and uncover their needs, and you can develop that relationship that will last, because if you can prove that you're listening and you can prove through your products and services and responses that you truly understand what they're trying to accomplish, that's one huge step forward in the customer relationship.
Yeah, you mentioned the term listening, and a lot of folks look at social media as a good way to push out information or to push out opinion or to talk about or promote. How do you get past that, or how do you leverage social not just for that, which it is good for those things, but also for, like you said, listening and uncovering customer insights?
Yeah, I think you have to invest in it, because it's not as simple as just going on to Facebook or LinkedIn, joining a few groups and checking out the dialogue. You have to use your traditional marketing tools of targeting and understanding who is really that target market for a particular product or service, or who is in the community that you want to serve, and then find out where do they go to share information and reviews and ideas. There are plenty of listening tools out there. And probably most organizations of our size use them. But you also mentioned that a historic kind of traditional way of marketing is push. We are making a concerted effort to move away from that kind of buckshot approach, the one-size-fits-all, the peanut butter marketing, and more micro-engage and micro-market and better understand users and user groups. And it's really more kind of a customer-centric, customer-first approach. So the better we understand these kind of micro needs, the better we can tailor products and services and provide them and the relevant messages at the time when the customer is ready to purchase.
From a business perspective, are we getting to the point where you're seeing companies kind of look for how is social really translating into customers, more engagement with customers, long-term commitment, advocacy from customers, as opposed to just the kind of high level, how many followers do you have, how many times does somebody like this or comment or something?
Depending upon social media acumen in an organization, that kind of drives what types of metrics they would measure. For instance, at Microsoft, we are getting a little more mature in how we think about social media and how we can attribute different actions back to either likes or engagements. Just a particular Facebook like to anyone, a small business, mid-sized business, enterprise like Microsoft, that might not mean anything in itself. But if you have a community that's a large enough size that's actually very active, that you can then attribute specific action steps or response rates and follow that kind of down the funnel to either a purchase or a trial or something, that's when you can start to justify social media as a truly viable marketing medium. So we at Microsoft are definitely looking at, you know, the traditional, easier to track things like likes, but we're also trying to dive a bit deeper and segment how different engagements look, what types of users are engaging, who are more active, who might be advocates, who might be good reference points for evidence and so forth. So we are still on a continuum. We're learning every day. And as Facebook proliferates their reporting mechanism, same thing with Twitter, LinkedIn, and so forth, then we grow along with them. So it's a really exciting space to be in. I don't think anybody's got a magic bullet yet.
Are you seeing companies take a more strategic approach today and as opposed to what they were doing maybe a year or two ago?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you can, a very, very simple, you know, indicator is just which properties does a particular organization create a footprint on? Do they find that their customers are engaging in LinkedIn groups? And then you may see certain companies or smart companies that are targeting either topic-specific or vertical-specific industries go and insert themselves into that conversation and develop rapport with those users. You may see a business that that finds that a lot of their users are in a certain demographic that like to share ideas around cooking or lifestyle trends, so maybe Pinterest is a good place for them to create a profile. And I think people are doing some really exciting things with Foursquare, too, in terms of how they encourage social sharing of usage of products, and how people can earn certain badges and attainment based upon usage. Well, that really translates kind of through the social web into positive word of mouth and endorsement.
So maybe you could share with us, that you are a social media lead over at Microsoft, what are some of the things that you guys are doing? What are some of the ways that you're leveraging social channels and mobile to engage the audience?
Well, it's actually, Microsoft might be unique in this, is we do have social presence for a lot of different products, and then also I'm on an audience team. So the Microsoft Small Medium Business team has social profiles within Twitter, within Facebook, and we also have a YouTube channel, because we believe that is where our community or our target audience resides and shares ideas. Now, if you go over to, say, the Office team or the Link Online team or maybe even the Windows team, they may have different social profiles. We're kind of looking, like I said, it's audience-based, it's targeting, it's trying to find out where can we develop the richest set of dialogue and engagements and then make sure that we have a robust enough community there. We don't create social profiles or social properties just for the sake of creating them. There's enough proliferation in the Facebook and Twitter world where we don't need multiple accounts. But if they're serving a distinct purpose, for instance, specific to Microsoft for small, medium business, it makes sense to have conversations in Twitter, because we find a lot of small businesses are looking for ideas on technology, listening to thought leaders, following particular conversations and hashtags to understand what is the latest and greatest in productivity and networking and so forth for their business. Now, in Facebook, we find that actually to be kind of a rich web environment that we can build a community, ask people to vote on things, share pictures and ideas, spotlight some members of our community and actually kind of give back some of that free marketing. But not only that, but also for the user to create a network for them to share ideas across their network of small businesses now that we're developing there as well.
Sounds like you're really segmenting the audience and using the right channel and the right kind of content formats to engage. How do you measure the impact if you are hitting the mark, if you are using the right channel, or if you're using the right kind of content? How do you measure that?
That is a continually evolving question and answer. And right now what we're trying to understand best is not only how can we use the right property, but what is the right way to measure that property? Reach is somewhat nebulous to us, but if we feel like we have been able to develop a dialogue and solve a customer service issue, answer a product question, or maybe even connect a customer to a local partner that needs technology support and deployment and services, those are the metrics that we're most interested in. It's an amplification of the rest of our marketing efforts, really, to once again engage that customer, make sure we're meeting their needs no matter where they find us. If they found us on our website or if they happen to come across us in Facebook, it's a consistent experience and they're able to either connect to a partner or find answers to the questions that they have.
How would you recommend a company who is still kind of new to trying to figure out how to leverage social to engage their audience? What would you suggest, maybe the couple, one or two things that you would tell them that they should do right off the bat to get started?
The most important thing is to identify who is your target and then ask yourself, where do they go for information and reviews and ideas? And if you can identify in the social space that there are specific locations, conversations, groups, go and participate there. And I think that's a great place to start, and that will help you from proliferating and feel like you have to be everywhere at once. But just pick a couple spots, whether it's Facebook or it's a LinkedIn group, and begin developing kind of your own comfort level and your profile and your brand within that space. And that then, if you're continually delivering value and creating a strong network with engagement and response, and you're human and you're relevant, then your community will build in size and you can continue to deliver even more value there.
Yeah.
Now, something a little more tangible, it's actually an endeavor that we undertook this year in kind of following along with that understanding business needs, not billboarding and buckshotting marketing messages, but meeting specific needs and solving pain points. We sponsored a service called Brandify.com. It's Brandify.com. And it's basically an online free tool for small businesses to understand their web presence and searchability and their social media footprint. So it's a very cool tool. I invite you to go check it out. In a couple minutes, you go in and put some basic information, anything that you might find on Yelp, for instance, your web address, how many employees you have, what business type you are, and it will scour the web for your different profiles, whether you have any or not. So it'll find your Facebook page, or it'll find your Twitter location. It'll find your Bing local business listing, and then tell you, based on search engine optimization principles, this is how searchable you are in this category. Here's what sites you have. Here's your score today. Here's some very easy steps for how you might improve it. So for those of us small businesses that are just getting into the game and really want to understand how better to market in the modern age of social media, this is a fantastic place to start. It kind of does all the heavy lifting for you. And it's kind of a cool tool to kind of go back to as well and see how your score has improved. How does that translate into new customers walking in the door figuratively? And I think it's a very easy to use, great place to start.
Had a great conversation with Michael Westgate from Microsoft. I thought you were going to say you should come to South by Southwest, but you know. Good place.
That's the follow-up call to action.
That's the follow-up call to action. Very good. Now this has been
a great
conversation. You know, I should ask you just one more thing, because Clout has just updated their kind of the formula for Clout and the Clout score, and there's a lot of people talking about it. What do you think about the influence kind of rating systems like a Clout? What role do they play in this whole area of engaging over social channels?
Well, it depends upon how Clout scores are used. They could be very powerful to a business because then it takes you one step deeper into not only understanding how many in aggregate followers you might have, Facebook's likes, for instance, but what are the network effects of those particular users, especially those that are taking action. But I also have heard, you know, kind of detractions as well. So clout is heavily based upon numbers of interactions of people interacting with those profiles. I heard that in London, Big Ben has a clout profile and a score higher than everybody else because every time the clock dings, it tweets out, a tweet that says it's this time. A lot of people share that. That's their kind of ongoing clock, and the clout score is through the roof. So you have to kind of ask questions and understand, now, what is this metric, and is it most relevant to what I'm trying to measure here? But I think we'll see a lot more of that as we get smarter about how we measure interactions, how we measure networks, and which ones we're trying to tap into. But I'd also say if just a score in itself without recommendations or follow-up actions might not be as meaningful.
I just like the fact that a clock has probably a higher clout score than most human beings. That kind of says a lot of stuff.
That was a shocker, but I guess it makes sense, you know, the way it's measured. So.
Hey, Michael, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. You talked about Brandify as a place, a resource for people to go. Is there any other spot on the Microsoft site that you want to point out before we head over to a commercial break?
Well, absolutely. We would definitely love for your users to come check us out on Facebook. So you can go to facebook.com/Microsoft Small Business or follow and engage with us in conversation on Twitter. So it's twitter.com/Microsoft SMB.